بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Tonight we will inshallah carry on with the bedtime Quran stories. Inshallah, heartwarming stories to read and share. So get tucked in and here we go. The Prophet Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman the wise. Allah Ta'ala says, we bestowed wisdom on Luqman. Once upon a time, there lived a very wise man. His name was Luqman. One day, Luqman called his son to his side. He thought that it was time that he taught his son some lessons about life. My son, Luqman said softly, don't ever put anybody before Allah. Remember that He comes first. Allah comes first. Remember that we have to listen to what He says. In his heart, Luqman knew the truth. Luqman knew that Allah knows best. My son, he repeated, Allah sees everything. He hears everything too, even in the darkness, even in the shadows, even in secret. Allah always knows. Be truthful, my son. Always be honest. He knew there was nothing better than that. Don't do things that you know are wrong either. He knew there was nothing worse than that. My little son, don't forget your prayers. They're much too important too. Remember to be patient no matter what, Luqman reminded, and always be happy with what Allah has given you. My little son, don't you ever look down on anyone. Don't be too proud and never boast. Allah doesn't like that at all. But do be polite, be kind. Be polite and kind, he said to his son. Always be polite and make sure you speak softly. Don't be too loud in your call. Luqman alayhi salam's wise words were not just for his son. They are for us too. So we must remember to watch our behavior. Then Allah will be pleased with us too, inshallah. MashaAllah, what a wonderful story that was. Alhamdulillah. What a wonderful story that was. Say that with me. Alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, we learn from the story that the Prophet Luqman alayhi salam was very wise. He spoke to his child softly. He would advise to put Allah first, not to forget our prayers. Our prayers are very important. And he said to be thankful and polite. My Quran prayer, you are our protector. Forgive us, therefore, and have mercy on us. For you are the best of those who forgive. Grant us good things both in this life and in the hereafter. To you alone we turn. So alhamdulillah, we learn many things from the story. And now, the story is over and we're finishing for tonight. But before we finish, we need to do two things every night. What's the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? Yes. MashaAllah, well done. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, MashaAllah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let us pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima with your mommy and daddy and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again on Friday, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.